what's your stock pick this evening?
Well, it follows on from what I've just said about if you've got a rebound in GDPs, very specifically global, and possibly even in South Africa. So it's boring and it's Bidvest, because that's the kind of company that's so broadly spread, and specifically also with their gradual move offshore. It's sitting at decent price earnings, even a, let's say, a 50% increase in earnings can mean that the share price can go from about 180 Rand to 200 to 225 Rand pretty easily, which is your pre-pandemic level.
Yeah.
So that's a great capital return and a solid business. And specifically what got me with their latest sets of results is how they manage cost. It's a huge, diverse company. That means that every single component in that company is almost manager-owned, and they did the cost cutting effectively at the start of the pandemic. So imagine again, slight increase in cash flow coming in, slight increase in earnings, and that business is going to pump.
Okay, on your side, Nesson, your 20-second elevator pitch.
I think I'm gonna stick with MTN. Unless today was a massive short squeeze, it seems to me that lots of investors have actually looked up at this stock probably representing some near-term value. Exactly what Rikus was saying. You know, you're going to get this impulse to GDP, and stocks like this look cheap, and they still look cheap. So we might up that price target to over 100 Rand at current levels.
Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined me on the line this evening. That, of course, Rikus Reeders from PSG Wealth Santon and Nesson Nayar from Sasfin Securities as well. We'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a great evening.